At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Federal investigators diving into the world of Sean Diddy Combs with another federal grand jury in place in New York City. This time they're taking a look at the other sexual allegations against him of violence, of abuse. They're taking a look at people who've already made civil claims, and they're notifying folks who've been on camera in the home of Diddy. Camera shots we have not seen yet. We're not talking about the hotel footage that we saw with Cassie. We're talking about all of that information that were stored in his home that they got their hands on during the raid. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI Special Agent. Jennifer, what do you think has caused this second federal grand jury to be impaneled, and what else are they finding and looking at that they felt they needed to do this?
Well, they are looking at charges. When I say charges, they're looking at expansive charges based on what they acquired in their warrants. I mean, I've always said he's in such big trouble because, at least according to what witnesses have said, he videotaped everything. And, you know, that is the best evidence there is. It's typically irrefutable. And they're going to be putting all of that before the grand jury. I see them looking at possible RICO charges. And what RICO does is essentially it's going to go back. It allows an investigation to go back years, whenever that enterprise began committing offenses, violent offenses, sexual, you know, offenses that involved trafficking, anything like that can be looped into a RICO, and it could allow them to go clear back up into the J-Lo days with the, you know, attempted murder. Remember, the witness that was shot says, or the victim that was shot says that Diddy Combs shot her.
Yeah.
You know, so this is something that could go back that far. I'll be very interested to see, but I think that's what their angle is going to be.
Does this mean like relitigating all the way back to there? But does this mean like a lot of different trials that Diddy could be facing for many different charges? Or are these sort of things going to be all wrapped up into kind of one big ball of wrong?
It's one big ball of wrong. It's definitely would be an indictment that would involve multiple charges. Now, remember, he has not been charged at all. All there was an affidavit in support of the search warrants that were issued. Mm-hmm. But now we're talking potential true bills. Mm-hmm. And those true bills would be, just imagine a laundry list of crimes that he could be charged with, at least if you look at the allegations, all wrapped up into one gigantic package for these jurors to consider. And if he's indicted, then you're going to look at an arrest. And then, of course, we start the trial phases.
Are we looking at an arrest here soon with something like this? And that was a big question a couple months ago when they did the raid on his home. Obviously, no arrest was made at that time. Now you have a new grand jury and you have more people going in to testify against Diddy. Is this going to speed that process up a bit, do you think? Or is this going to take, they're going to take their time on this too, because they got their eyes on him?
They're going to take their time. As I always say, the longer the grand jury, the more the severe the charges and the more the charges there are going to be. Mm-hmm. Grand juries are impaneled to examine all of these, you know, details and facts. And I can only imagine, based on what we saw in terms of items removed, how long they were there, information about the, you know, amount of video information that's going to be there. It's going to be huge, and the grand jury needs to see it all.
With many of these accusations that have come against him through civil suits, the statute of limitations for criminal prosecution has since passed. If we go down the RICO statute area of this, does that make any of that prosecutable again, or does that just does it make it more active again into the case? Can you explain that at all?
Yeah, it sure does. It does, and I'll tell you why, because the RICO ends when the racketeering enterprise ends. So let's make the assumption that we would hope that after his homes were raided, that anything he was involved with, if we're to believe, again, he's just accused, right? Or mm-hmm. he's not even accused. He's just, there's information that he may be involved in these things. It would stop. In other words, the statute of limitations, now you go with the last crime that was committed, and then you piggyback all the way back. So that brings in everything. So the statute now would end at his last deed that was done by the mm-hmm. criminal enterprise.
And then everything is fair game again, basically.
Pretty much, as long as it falls under the particular crimes that are considered RICO offenses, mm-hmm. which are typically, violent crimes. There's a laundry list, but basically what he's been accused of would be part of that laundry list.
Which is part of how they got R. Kelly as well, correct?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. And you know, I just was looking and saw four different rappers that are caught up in RICO, and that's why you do RICOs. They're beautiful because all the crimes that people got away with for years and years and years, well, now they can't get away with them because you group it into this huge enterprise. Remember, RICO really started to get mafia members. Mm-hmm. That was kind of the whole reason that RICO was introduced and passed and legislated. And now, obviously, it's capable of being used on anything. We used it in our drug trafficking mm-hmm. Cases often as well, because anytime you have a group that's conspiring and racketeering in an enterprise setting to commit all these crimes, RICO is a prime tool to be used to prosecute.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.